All right, if you would turn with me to Acts chapter 10. We've all been raised with certain kind of things, certain kind of ways of thinking, mainly based on the world system. But God's system is different. And it was no different with Peter. Acts chapter 10 says there was a certain man in Caesarea called a Cornelius, a centurion of the band, called the Italian band, a devout man and one that feared God with all his house, which gave much alms to the people and prayed to God always. He saw in a vision, evidently about the ninth hour of the day, an angel of God coming in to him and saying unto him, Cornelius. And when he looked on him, he was afraid and said, What is it, Lord? And he said unto him, Thy prayers and thine alms are come up for a memorial before God. And now send men to Joppa and call for one Simon, whose surname is Peter. He lodgeth with one Simon, a tanner, whose house is by the seaside. He shall tell thee what thou oughtest to do. And when the angel which spake unto Cornelius was departed, he called two of his household servants and a devout soldier of them that waited on him continually. When he had declared all these things unto them, he sent them to Joppa. On the morrow, as they went on their journey and drew nigh into the city, Peter went up upon the housetop to pray about the sixth hour. He became very hungry, would have eaten, but while they made ready, he fell into a trance and saw heaven open and a certain vessel descending unto him, as it had been a great sheet knit at the four corners and let down to the earth, wherein were all manner of four-footed beasts of the earth and wild beasts and creeping things and fowls of the air. And there came a voice to him, Rise, Peter, kill and eat. And he said, Not so, Lord, for I've never eaten anything that is common or unclean. The voice spake unto him again the second time, What God hath cleansed, that call not thou common. And we know he had a problem with that when Peter had to Paul had to confront him about him going back under the law. Instead of what he already knew and his heart was right and the way to walk. You cannot do enough in yourself to keep yourself safe, and you just might as well face it right now. They have infiltrated everything. There's a reason that Jesus said to them in Mark 16. We'll read that. This is Mark 16:18. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. There's another statement Jesus said, those who live by the sword will die by the sword. If you live by the fact that you think what you can naturally do is going to heighten your health, bring you longer life, then you'll die by that. And I have a story to tell you. I've told it to you before. Our former pastors, when she was younger, she'd just been spirit-filled a short time, still in the Catholic Church, there was a Rhema pastor or somebody came to their church, and former pastor's wife, she had a friend that was so paranoid that she took out terminal insurance on herself. She was a vegetarian. She ate everything perfect. Nothing unclean ever went in her mouth. Exercise. Everything. And she died of cancer. What killed her? Her mindset. Well, it scared this pastor so bad that she took out insurance. And this woman behind the pulpit had a word of knowledge about the situation. Called her out. You live by the sword, you'll die by the sword. What is he saying there? You should never use a sword? No, you're missing the point. He was saying, you live by this system and its ways of handling things and taking care of themselves, then you will die by that system. But if you live by God's word, where you don't take a thought saying, what am I going to eat? What am I going to drink? What am I going to wear? You'll also die by that system. Life or death, it's up to you what you choose to do. But there's not enough things you can do to cover it all. Never will. Never will be. Just like these food charts. Well, there's a pyramid. There's these all these good things we're supposed to be eating here. Look at it. It's a pyramid. The all-seeing eye of Osiris. The devil. This wasn't what I was going to, well, I'm still going to bring what I have. But the Lord wanted this to be something that needed to be said this morning. And whoever might listen to this later, I don't know. What if it comes down to the place that all you have is something that's boxed, processed, whatever? Are you going to starve? Or are you going to trust God? It's real easy to fall back into that when you've been trained that way your whole life. That doesn't mean you can't eat these things. It just means if you want them, eat them. Don't embrace the doctrine behind it. Because it's to take you to the pit. One of the, you know how big the industries are with exercise. You know, so many of them that are so athletes, they wear their bodies out before their time because of the extremes. They do. Or you see people that they've been in shape their whole life and they drop dead on the golf course or drop dead running track. You're thinking, man, they did everything right, and look what happened. So it's not by our efforts, not by what we can do. It's about the kingdom of God and not giving a thought and not saying, just not letting the devil have our thoughts. But all we're thinking about, I don't care what we eat, just give me something and let's get on doing what the Lord's told us to do. It subtly tries to creep back in. Okay, I think you get the point.